Blog Talk Radio.
So I don't even know if the sound is actually playing. So I'm going to turn it off. It could be playing right now, I just can't hear it. Welcome to TC's Lounge once again. It's a special Valentine's Day version of TC. If you're listening, I appreciate it. It's been a long day, so I'm going to be pretty slow and methodical this time around. You know, it's weird with the whole love and holidays and commercialism behind the whole thing. Because some people hate today, some people love today. A lot of times you hear, well, you know, if you really love your partner, you would not really take Valentine's Day seriously because there's 364 more days in the year. I understand. I get it. It makes sense to me for the most part. If you ask me, is there some truth to that? Yes, there is some truth to that. But if you ask me how I really feel about it, well, I'll start with when I was younger and I had trouble, you know, getting a date or getting anybody to pay attention to me for whatever reason. I used to think it was a waste of time, commercial holiday. They're just taking money from people like, you know, all the other holidays. And that just came from a bitter place. It came from an angry place. It's like anything with any of these holidays. There's several ways to look at it. And how you want to do it and how you feel is purely up to you. But to me, I used to think that's just a waste of time, waste of money. If you really care about somebody, then you should just worry about the rest of the year. Like I said, there's some truth to that. But now, I think it just depends on the person. It depends on the situation. I look at it as an excuse to do something for someone that you love, quote unquote. And I'll talk about that real quickly soon. Or you know, that you care about. You know, it doesn't have to be necessarily a relationship or a marriage. It's just, it's a relationship as in dating or a marriage. It's more so just showing love to people that you care about, that you think you care about, that, you know, you think care about you. To try to say, because I was driving earlier today, and I heard a lady on the radio say, hey, it's just another day. Like I've been saying since I started, it's just another day. You know, this is what she said. Me and my wife, we get along 364 days a year. And we don't need a day to prove it. This is just another day. And like I said, okay. But why not do something nice to somebody that you care about on a day like this? It's just an excuse, too. That's the way I look at it now. When I was younger, I was more bitter. I just thought it's not fair because life isn't fair. I mean, in a lot of aspects, it's just an unfair world. Well, there'll be a lot of sad people, a lot of people that would never understand the meaning of this day. And you're right. Yes. Guess what? You win. It is a commercial holiday. But take the time. If you want to, it's like anything else. If you want to go to a football game, enjoy it. Have fun. Cheer for a team. You know, socialize with other fans. If you're going to go to a concert, enjoy yourself. What's the point of going somewhere or going out or being a part of something and you just are mad the whole time? Why does that even matter? Don't go. Don't participate. But don't try to rain on someone else's parade. Enjoy it. If you want to be a part of it, enjoy it. Give love to people. Be generous to people. Be friendly to somebody. Just for one day, if you want to reverse it to, oh, well, I could treat my partner just as good 364 days. Okay, how about this? If you were bad 364 days, today is your day to try to make it up. But today is your day to say, you know what? I haven't done anything special for my significant other. This is a perfect time to do it. This is just an excuse to do it. Why does it always have to be you're wasting your time because you should be doing it all year long? You're not going to a hotel or outing, really nice dinner all year long. That's ridiculous. This is just a reason to do something nice. And so why can't it just be that? Why does it always have to be something in a negative way? And this, you know, today is supposed to be about love as well. Speaking of love, sending love. I mean, but you really sit and think and take time. What the definition of love, like you think you love somebody. You think you really, really love somebody. And I heard someone say that real love is not what somebody can bring to you or somebody does for you. It's when you can free yourself. Because I'm trying to get this right. It's not freeing yourself. Self, your personality, just doing that is being letting the other person free as well. And to me, what that means is if you didn't have confidence, if you didn't have money, if you didn't have power, if you weren't smart, if you weren't funny, if you weren't a leader of an organization. If you were none of those things, would you love that person? Or would someone love you? That's what I believe real love is. You strip away all the material. You strip away all the definitions. You strip away all the judgments, the guilt, the story, the supposed who you are. You do all that, and another person accepts you once you strip away all whatever you're supposed to be. That's real love. And I don't think many people do that. I think that's a hard ask. I really do think it's a hard ask to think to say, I don't care that you don't have any money. I don't care that you're not 6 feet tall. I don't care that you can dance well. I don't care that you're articulate. I don't care that I just care about you. And then you say to me, well, what do you have if you don't have all those things? What are you then? What are you supposed to be? How is somebody supposed to love you if you don't have all those things? That's right. You are loved from what you are looking at, not physical. I'm talking about what you're standing across from someone else. and look them square in the face, and without knowing anything, well, with knowing, how about, let me break it down the other way so it's more understandable. With knowing their faults, with knowing all the stuff they may or may not be, then is it real? Can you just know all that stuff, or whatever the definition of a person is that you're looking across from? Know everything about it. Know all the good and the bad. Forget about it all. I still love that person. I think that's a really hard ask. And I don't think that, I don't think it's impossible, but it's not a question a lot of people ask. So, I mean, if any of that makes sense, that's what love should be. It definitely shouldn't be what somebody breaks or what somebody does or what somebody can do or what somebody will do. None of that. Hey, I'm just trying to bring in a day that some people hate. How do you spend a whole year? None of your business. Doing what you need to do. Going to work, not going to work, complaining, paying bills, doing whatever you do. I don't know. Run the triathlons. I don't know what people do. And then you spend this one day. It's this one day. You know, we all know it's a commercial holiday, but still, you spend it one day being negative. How about you be negative all the rest of the time and be positive this one time? Just be an excuse. Just use it as an excuse. That's all. Just an excuse to enjoy somebody. Or make somebody smile. Don't you want to do that? I don't know. Everybody has hang-ups, problems, issues. And I guess the last thing on some people's minds is trying to make other people happy. Especially if you really don't know. If your definition of love is how much money how much money someone could bring to the table. I can't agree with that being the real love. I can't agree with people taking a day like this and deciding it's the worst. If you have a bad experience with it, I get that part. I'll never forget that part. I get that part. We all have bad experiences with it. But I don't know. Because like I said, when I was younger, it was just a bad experience because I had hatred in my heart, you know. It wasn't fair. Life ain't fair. A lot of people will feel that way. And it's just one of those things where you continue. I guess you continue to move on and get past that as you grow older and just try to enjoy a little moments. If you're not with somebody you care or you're just showing love to anybody today, then try to find some positive light some way, somehow. Because it doesn't do you any good just liking something that doesn't help you. You might as well just enjoy the ride. So hopefully you enjoy the rest of your Valentine's Day. And if you don't, try to enjoy the rest of the 364 days you may or may not have.